Hello there. Thanks for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is John. How can I help you today?
Hey, John. This is Bruce from Progressive Insurance. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Bruce. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. So I was actually hoping to file a claim. It seems like my insured was involved with one of your insureds in a motor vehicle accident. Is there any way that I can provide you with a policy number?
Yes, sir. Give me just a second.
Yeah, of course.
Bruce, what state did this happen in?
Pennsylvania.
What date did it happen, sir?
So it happened on September 30th of this year.
What is the policy number, sir?
So it's going to be A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, 200-693-27.
Do you have the VIN number of the vehicle as well?
Yeah. Is it okay if I read out the letters as in words for you?
That would slowly, and that would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, of course. All right, so it's going to be 3, Charlie, 6, Mary, Romeo, Victor, Juliet, Golf, 7, Mary, Elephant, 540997.
Bruce, do you have the owner of the vehicle or the DSP information?
Yeah, it should be Amazon Logistics, Inc. That's what we have down. But I also have the driver's information as well.
Okay, I'll get the driver's info a little bit later.
Okay.
Bear with me.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Do you happen to have the license plate number as well?
I do.
Okay.
So it's going to be X-Ray, Mary, Peter, Zebra, 74, and it's going to be a New Jersey license plate.
Okay, thank you, sir. Give me a minute to try to pull some things up here, and we'll try to get started.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, you're fine. Take your time.
Bruce, may I get your last name or first initial of your last name?
Yeah, of course. That's going to be B as in boy.
Okay. And you are representing the claimant. Progressive is representing the claimant, correct? Or the insured?
I'm not the adjuster on the claim, though. I can provide you with their information whenever you're ready.
No, I mean, I just needed to get information on who was reporting it to me. Just wanted to verify I was getting the correct information about you.
Okay.
Do you have a good email address, Bruce, where we can contact you?
Is it okay if
I mean,
don't
a
provide
company
it
mail or a progressive email or whatever?
I can provide you with the I can provide you with the adjuster's email. Let me pull that up. Okay. So it's gonna. Sorry. Or do you
okay,
need
so
like a general?
Well, just I'm just trying to determine a way to contact whoever is reporting this to me. So is there a general email that you can access or whatever?
I mean, do I have to provide it? It's just that once I file this claim, like I don't really have jurisdiction to
okay.
Like,
Here's the deal. I'm putting the claim together. We're going to send it to an adjuster, and if our adjuster has questions, they need to have a way to contact.
I can give you the our adjuster's email because I don't have jurisdiction to touch the claim once I file it. So I can provide you with the adjuster's email.
Okay, so your adjuster would have access to all the information about this claim that you're filing?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I'm unfortunately here to file a claim, but I can provide you with the adjuster's information.
Well, let me just go this route. Do you happen to have a phone number, a work phone number that we can send it, that we can contact somebody at?
Yeah,
would that be easier? Okay. What's that number again, sir?
It's going to be 412.
Okay.
702-9190.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and take down the adjuster's email as well.
Okay, it's going to be Lisa.
LISA.
Yes, that is correct. I'm sorry.
Okay.
_ M as in Mary. And then _ again, Rex, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, and then X as in X-ray.
Okay.
At progressive.com.
Lisa _M_Rex at progressive.com.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. I don't know if you can speak for Lisa, but would she give us permission to send email messages to that address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Bruce, do you know what happened here on this this accident? Maybe in a nutshell, a couple sentences?
Yeah. It seems like that your insured changed lanes and struck my insured.
Sideswiped or?
Yeah, it definitely seemed like a sideswipe. I apologize. I'm trying to find the actual way. It was a sideswipe. There's no information other than that. I apologize. It was to the driver's side. So they crossed on the so the damages to your insured vehicle should be on the passenger side.
Okay. So our insured vehicle side swiped your insured vehicle, just to
yes.
verify. Do you have the city and the state where this happened?
Yeah. This happened in Philadelphia, PA.
Do you happen to have an address, sir, or do you have any other further information there?
So it just happened on Roosevelt Boulevard, and the zip okay. is 19152.
Is that Roosevelt?
So it's going to be Roosevelt, like the old president, Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so Roosevelt Boulevard in Philadelphia is where it happened.
Yes.
Do you have a time of when this happened, Bruce?
Yeah. So it actually happened at 8:50 p.m.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you're fine.
8:50 p.m.
Yes.
Bear with me, sir. I'm trying to gather a little bit more information.
Yeah, of course, you're fine.
Thank you for your patience, sir. I was just, as I said, trying to gather information.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Take as long as you need. How's your Friday going?
So far, so good. I'm ready for a weekend. How about you?
So am I. I've been anxiously waiting for it. Yeah.
Yeah, ready. Ready for some football over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. My fiance will definitely be watching that.
Okay.
I like
the college and the pro stuff. And of course, you got baseball playoffs going on, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, Phillies hasn't been doing too well, so we haven't been trying to watch baseball as often, but...
Why is that doing that? Oh, never mind. Hang on. I was trying to put information in, and it didn't hold the information for me. So, thinking, why is it not doing that? Went back. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes a refresh is the best thing you can do, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And our Amazon vehicle appears to be a 2021 Ram ProMaster.
Yes, that is correct.
And you said this passenger side damage, right?
There should be. I don't think. Yeah, we unfortunately don't have any information on that, but my insured vehicle has damage to the driver's side of their vehicle. So I'm going to assume that there is the okay. passenger side damage to yours.
Okay.
If my process of elimination is correct.
I got you. You said you had the name of the driver of our vehicle, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should be Anaya Waller. Let me know if you need me to spell any of that.
Please, sir. If you would.
Okay. So, of course. So her first is going to be spelled A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, I as in Indigo, Y as in Yankee, A as in Alpha, and then H as in Hotel. And then her last is going to be spelled W as in Whiskey, A as in Alpha, two consecutive L's as in Lima, E as in Echo, and then R as in Romeo.
Thank you.
Of course.
You have any contact information for Anaya?
Let's see. We should. I only have her address. I apologize.
No, that's fine. What's the address that you have?
Okay, it's going to be 2207 North Broad Street. And the apartment's going to be 2F as in Frank. And then it's going to be in Philadelphia, PA. 19132 is the zip.
2207 North Broad Street, number 2F, Philadelphia.
So it's gonna be 2207 North Broad Street, apartment 2F, Philadelphia, PA.
Okay. Do you have Miss Walker's driver's license number?
We unfortunately do not. I apologize. I only have her address in here.
That's fine. You're not aware of any injuries to Miss Walker, correct?
Let's see. We haven't made first contact yet, so yeah, no, I apologize. Yeah, no, there isn't anything in here.
No problem. How about the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're representing?
Okay, so that should be a 1994 Toyota Corolla.
Do you have a VIN number or a plate number for the Corolla?
I have a VIN number for you.
Yeah, could you give me the VIN, please, sir?
Yeah, so it's going to be Echo Lima 410-189-759.
That looks like a short VIN. Let me
I know.
Can I get that again? Yeah. How about, do you just have a plate number?
I unfortunately don't have a plate number. I apologize, sir. Yeah, I thought that was the same thing too. That does seem strange.
Yeah, that's a short VIN.
Here,
I'm just going to leave
let me see if there's
I'm
a.
just going to leave that blank.
Actually,
Who?
there should be another way where I can try to find the VIN. Give me one second. Ooh, actually, I don't. Actually, never mind. I won't be able to find it. I'm sorry, because
That's
that
okay.
part isn't open
Well,
just yet.
okay. How about the owner? What's the name of the owner of the Toyota?
So his name is gonna. Yeah, of course. So his name is gonna be Ernesto Sanchez. So his
E.
first is gonna be spelled ERN. ES as in Sam, T as in Taylor, and then O as in Oscar.
Okay, last name.
And then last name is gonna be Sanchez, spelled S as in Sam, A as in Alpha, N Nancy, C Charlie, H Hotel, E Echo, and Z Zebra.
Do you have any contact information for the owner?
I unfortunately can't provide that information. I apologize, sir.
No, no problem. No problem. Let's see here. And you said you didn't have a plate number for the Corolla, right?
Yeah, no, I apologize.
Oh, fine. Okay, the driver's name of your vehicle, was that Ernesto as well? No injuries to Mr. Sanchez, correct?
Let me double check, actually. No, no injuries.
Were the police involved, sir?
The police did come out. It was the Philadelphia PD, and I can provide you with that police report number whenever you're ready.
Okay, what's that report number, sir?
Okay, it's going to be 24-08 dash 033-819.
Is there any witness information that needs to be added at this time?
No.
Okay, sir. Your adjuster's name is Pamela Branch, Pamela Branch.
Alrighty.
Pamela's direct line is 231-225-9598.
Perfect.
You got that?
Yes. Yeah. I apologize.
No, you're fine. And email is pamela.branch@xisinxrayclaims.com.
Perfect.
And here's the claim number for you whenever you're ready.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
X is an X-ray, C is in Charlie, - Oscar Rudolph Charlie Alpha -24-05917.
Thank you so much, sir. All right.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can do for you?
No, that was it. Thank you so much for filing this claim with me today, and I hope you have a nice weekend.
You too, sir. Be safe, okay?
Of course. Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.